And I tend to try to like to have missionaries come in and speak to us and inspire us and to inform us of what's going on, not only around the world, but right here at home too. How many of you guys know that we have home missionaries? And today we have a young lady that reached out to me a couple weeks ago. Her name is Rachel Yonkers. Got it right. And she is with Chi Alpha. How many of you guys know what Chi Alpha is? Great. You're about to find out what Chi Alpha is all about. It is a college ministry. And anyway, she is about to take over as head over Chi Alpha in a certain college. I'll let her tell you all about it. But I am very impressed with this young lady and her passion for students and her passion for the Lord. And so, Rachel, would you come up and just share your heart with everybody? You guys give her a hand as she comes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you, Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy, for introducing me. I'm super excited to be here today. Like he said, my name is Rachel, and I am going to be the new director of Chi Alpha at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, which I couldn't be more excited about. And I just kind of want to start out today with telling you all a little bit about myself. So I grew up in a little city called Stevens Point in a family who doesn't follow Jesus. So I grew up in a home where religion was really whatever I wanted to be. And with no spiritual direction, my family life was also very tense growing up and wasn't always a positive atmosphere. And so I really struggled with a really deep depression growing up. But thankfully, I had a friend who started bringing me to youth group when I was in middle school. And although for several years I thought everything the pastor said was complete garbage, the Lord radically encountered my life there, my sophomore year of high school. And I just knew from that moment that Jesus was the one I wanted to believe in. But it wasn't until I started college at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh that I really knew what it meant to follow Jesus. So at UWO, that's where I got involved with our campus ministry. It is called Converge, but we're transitioning to call it Chi Alpha. And there, Jesus began to radically rearrange my life and my heart to follow his vision for my life and not my own. I was learning things about discipleship and mentoring and leadership and what it means to surrender all of your life to him in ways I never knew I could know those things. And so my junior year of college, I felt the Lord call me into Chi Alpha full time. And so after I graduated with a degree in human services, I went to Washington. I moved to Washington State for 1 year to complete my campus missionary in training internship. So it was at my internship that I really matured my skills in leadership, mentoring, evangelism, discipleship, a little bit of counseling, and I also completed my necessary Bible classes so that I'm a credentialed minister with the Assemblies of God. And so towards the end of my internship, my current director, Joshua Ernst, called me. And he said, "Hey, Rachel, how would you feel about coming back and being our women's ministry director and international student director?" And I thought about it for a few days, but of course I said, yes, I couldn't wait to be back at my home Chi Alpha. So I just finished my first official year on staff with Chi Alpha, and it was incredible. But it wasn't without its twists and turns and surprises. So our current director, Joshua, let our team know last summer that he is going to be transitioning to be our state director for all of Chi Alpha for Wisconsin, Northern Michigan, which is incredible. I really don't think God could have picked a better person. Joshua is more passionate about college students than anyone I have ever met in my entire life. And so that being said, we needed to fill our director position at UW Oshkosh. And last November, Joshua asked me if I would consider taking the position. And I said, no. He's like, well, will you think about it? And I said, no. He's like, will you at least pray about it? And I said, fine. But what I really meant to say was, I'll just tell you in a month, no. But the Lord spoke in such incredible ways and got my attention in ways that I could have never imagined, that he really caused me to pray about, oh my goodness, is this really something you have for me? So in April, the Lord spoke in just an undeniable way. And so in April, I officially accepted the position as the new Chi Alpha director at UW Oshkosh. So I'm currently in the process of becoming a nationally appointed U.S. missionary with the Assemblies of God, which is a lot of words to say that I'm doing a lot of applications and a lot of interviews right now. But it's been so fun stepping into this role, especially that I get to come and speak with people like you at churches all over the state, and I even get to hang out at youth camps. So, in fact, I was just at Spencer Lake a few weeks ago with a bunch of high schoolers, and we were throwing this Chi Alpha, like, college party for the juniors and seniors. So it was really fun. They got to stay out, pass lights out when everyone else had to go to bed, and we did root beer floats, and we did a s'mores bar, and we did all these fun games, and it was just incredible. I usually hang out with college students and high school students. There's just a difference between the two, but it was so much fun, and it was so much more energy than I've encountered in a long time. But it was great. And so when I was coming home, and I was just kind of settling down, kind of decompressing from the night, I was just thinking about all of those students I just met, over 100, this picture popped into my head. This picture, to be exact. So this photo was taken last fall during a university event called Taste of Oshkosh. So it's one of two times during the year where all of the clubs can broadcast themselves in a way and say, hey, we're here, come check us out. And hundreds, if not thousands, of students attend. And so our Chi Alpha, we make frozen mochas that we pass out. So there's always a bunch of us blending away and then other people passing them out, and we're always meeting new people. But what struck me when I was thinking about this photo is that these are just people, kind of nameless faces. It's just a crowd shot. I mean, they're really just faces in a crowd. No one really notices the individuals. No one really sees them. No one really bothers to ask what's going on in their lives. Are they filled with hopes and dreams, or are they struggling with something right now? But it's just a crowd, and no one really ask these questions, and no one really cares. And the university often seems like a sea of endless faces. You're constantly walking by people, and people are constantly walking by you. This photo, in turn, made me think of a very familiar Bible story, a parable, the parable of the lost sheep, which says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." So I have a picture of a bunch of sheep, because I couldn't really visualize 100 sheep, but it is a lot of sheep. It's a lot. And to be honest, I don't know if I would notice if one went missing out of all of them. But God notices, and God notices the faces in the crowd. God notices those that we would probably pass right on by, and God notices those that are wandering or that are lost. And that's why in our Chi Alpha we have this motto: belong, believe, become. It's been our kind of mantra since we started on campus 8 years ago. And the reason belong is before believe is because we firmly believe that every student, regardless of social status, gender, sexual orientation, or race, has a place to belong, a place where they know people and people know them, not just by name, but you know what's going on in their lives. And through that kind of community, we truly believe that people will come to know Jesus, come to believe in the God who loves them, and through that, that God will transform them, that they would become all that God has for them. So God notices the faces in the crowd. He seeks lost sheep, and we're commanded to do so as well. So in Chi Alpha, we believe that there are four types of sheep that we are called to find, protect, welcome, and shepherd. So the first kind of sheep are those that we are meant to seek out, those that have never heard the name of Jesus. And as this world around us becomes more and more without God, we are increasingly seeing students who have never heard or heard the story of Jesus. It is shocking almost when you meet someone who's never heard the story of Jesus and what he's done for them. So these students then have never heard truth. They've never heard of hope, and they've never heard of real peace. But they're hungry for it because these students every day are searching for meaning and truth and what their lives are worth. And we have the answer. We have Jesus. So the second type of sheep are those that we're meant to protect. Those ones that youth pastors and parents have poured their own lives into. So I'm talking about the students who grow up going to youth group every week. Now in Chi Alpha, we see that we need to protect this investment. Because when you first come to college, you're confronted with situations like this. So here's a sign, and this is the very thing that I saw my very first day of college at UWO. My friend the next year, her sign said, "Don't worry, dads, we'll take good care of your daughters." So these are the kinds of things that people are confronted with. And students will be openly mocked and persecuted by their professors and also by fellow students just because of what they believe. But that's why it's so critical that campus ministries are at the university, because we see these students and we see that they're wandering and we see that they need community, and we want to be that community for them, because if we're not there, between 60 and 70% of all kids who grow up in youth group, once they come to college, will completely leave their faith in Christ for the rest of their lives, and they'll never walk through a church door again. And that's why it's vital for campus ministries to exist on secular universities. So I want to share a quick story. This is my one of my girls. Her name's Brandy. She's just the cutest little thing. I met Brandy this last year. And on the third or fourth night that our Chi Alpha was meeting during this last fall, she just came up to me after a message just in tears. And, you know, I thought maybe she was homesick or she's having roommate troubles, but little did I know that Brandy had just had this encounter with the Lord, and he had really convicted her of some sin that she was living in. She was living with her non-Christian boyfriend and was just completely living in the world and for selfish gain. And she came up to me and she goes, "Rachel, I know that God wants me to break up with my boyfriend, and he wants me to move out of that house, and he wants me to follow him with all of my heart, but I need help." And I went, "Okay, well, let's pray." And so we prayed, but the Lord heard that prayer, and the Lord provided her for a place to live rent-free for the rest of the year. And she just completely 180 turned away from her sin and followed after Christ as hard and as fast as she could. And so Brandy's going to be on our leadership team this next year, and I'm just excited to see what she's going to do. Brandy just needed the encouragement from community to follow what she knew the Lord was speaking to her. So the third type of sheep are those we're supposed to welcome. And I know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but I love reaching out to international students. They are by far my favorite people to have coffee with. So instead of spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to learn the language and find a place to stay and travel in places like Germany or China or South Korea, all I have to do is buy a $5 sandwich from the university, and I can sit down and have a conversation with all of them at the same time. And they already all speak English. It's perfect because I'm not good at speaking second languages. I've tried. It's not my thing. And so these students are just incredible, and they want to know about American culture, and they want to know about your lives, and they want to know about your religion, and they want to know about this Jesus that you claim to follow. And many of these students come from very affluent families, and so a lot of them will even go back to be in government positions back home. And so if you reach one of these international students with the gospel, you're in turn reaching an entire nation. So the fourth type of sheep are those I believe we're really called to shepherd. And those are the future leaders of the nation. So future leaders of this country are in universities right now. Our future politicians and teachers and nurses and social workers and counselors and personal trainers and lawyers, they're all in school right now. And it's our hope to disciple them to be the best Jesus followers that they can be once they get out into the marketplace. So all of these students are lost sheep. At one time, they're just faces in a crowd. They're looking for community. They're looking for someone to notice them. And I believe that God calls us to help seek and find those that are lost, lonely, and hopeless and hurt. And that's why Chi Alpha, we have a verse. It's 2 Corinthians 5:20, which says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We are Christ's ambassadors to the university, seeking out the faces in the crowd that have been lost among the sea of so many others. And I hope to be your ambassador as well, because it takes a team to send a person there. So I'm here today to ask you if you will join God's mission to reach college students and send me as your ambassador of Christ. Like many other missions organizations, Chi Alpha workers depend on monthly giving from churches, families, friends, individuals who have a heart to reach college students in the campus and to help these students make a decision that will affect them for the rest of their lives, the decision to follow Jesus. And so as I step into this new director role, my budget significantly increases from my missionary associate budget. So I have about $4,500 a month I need to raise. And I know it seems like a lot, but the Lord was sure to call, so I know that he'll be sure to provide. And I'm just so thankful that I have opportunities like this to speak to all of you and hopefully encourage your hearts as well. So if you're interested in hearing more about Chi Alpha, I have a little table in the back afterwards, and I have lots of prayer cards. So even if you just want to pray for me or get my newsletter, please stop by and grab a prayer card. And I would just love to shake your hand and thank you for listening to me today. So everyone is a face in the crowd until Jesus had sought them out. And like Jesus, we are to seek people out. That's part of our responsibility. Will you make a decision today so that together we can seek and save those at the university? We need to be seeking out people who are, to everyone else, just nameless faces in a crowd. So please, don't let another face remain nameless, and please help reconcile students to Christ. Thank you.
Thank you.